There were breathe gas vials scattered around. Johnny reached behind his back and turned one on. Angus, Kerr, and himself were wearing masks. Kerr was reaching in his pocket. He pulled out a handful of items and shoved them at Lars.
This is a dangerous job. I demand a higher bonus. These were in the first wiring recess.
Lars looked at them. Three were dented bullets that looked like radiation ammunition, but weren't. Another was a bent time fuse of the kind set in small blast holes. The biggest was a wad of malleable explosive compound.
Somebody has been getting into this office. After this, I want the door locked. I want nobody in or out of here but us. And I want you miles away before you kill yourself and get me blamed for it. I know how you work.
Lars was beginning to cough again from the new breathe gas coming out of the vial.
See? These ducts are still loaded with breathe gas and it leaks.
Lars was backing out into the hall, still coughing. He lifted the objects that had been put in his hand.
Are these dangerous?
Take them and throw them at your betters and find out. And if I see you around here again, I'll tell them you are slowing down this job by issuing orders to take it easy. Get out, go away, stay out, and if I see your face again, you will just have to find another expert. Got it? I'll quit.
Lars looked at Johnny in a very peculiar way. But at that moment, from the direction of the distant dormitory three levels down, came some angry howls and snarls. Lars rushed off.
Did you really find those items in here?
Of course not. Shut, lock, and bar those doors out there and let's get to work. The last place Tur will want to be for now is in this compound. After we're finished and he sent somebody else to see whether they get blown up is the first he'll want to see of this place.
He listened to the distant howls and roars.
You sure started a riot, Johnny. Tur will hear that clear out in the cage. That chirk really told them.
Johnny barred and locked the outer doors and then gestured from Angus to the wall cabinet locks, and Angus whipped out a small set of picks and went to work on them. They were in business.
End of CD 24.